It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. I wonder how many of you are adventurous enough to explore an abandoned warehouse in Lincoln Heights, just east of Chinatown. I've lived in Los Angeles for a few decades and pride myself on knowing the city quite well, but here I was, a few days ago, slightly lost in a neighborhood not far from Dodger Stadium. A friend of mine had urged me to see what the Hong Kong-based British artist Simon Birch had done with the dilapidated industrial complex there. With the help of 20 artists from China, Hong Kong, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada, Birch transformed this industrial area into a hallucinatory environment where a visitor feels as if he or she ingested, a certain substance. For example, how else can you make sense of a sprawling indoor green garden with the blood-red poppies on one side and a line of swings on another? And then you are offered the privilege to step, and I mean literally step, into a frighteningly perfect space, a replica of a set from Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. The only difference is that the European artworks that decorated the original film set are replaced here by the works of contemporary Chinese artists. Hidden among the nooks and crannies of this multidisciplinary art project is a room with hundreds of pitchforks suspended from the ceiling and ready to crash onto your heads. It feels as if angry gods are ready to punish us for whatever sins we might have committed. It definitely takes courage to stand under these pitchforks. The scope and ambition of some of these installations echoes the scale and energy of major museum biennials and international art fairs. An enormous sculpture of jumbled geometric forms that bursts into one of the spaces make you think you are witnessing the silent crash of a spaceship. And speaking of a crash, there is a dark room with multiple screens showing a video of a red Ferrari racing at full speed and crashing over and over again. I wouldn't be surprised if a Hollywood producer, after seeing this installation, steals this idea for an upcoming blockbuster. In an outdoor courtyard, numerous tails and wings from salvaged airplanes are plunged into a dark pool of water. Depending on your mood, you might see it as an aeroplane cemetery, but my initial reaction was that I was looking at dozens of sharks ready to attack with their fins popping out of the water. The name of this multinational project conceived by Simon Birch is the 14th Factory. It refers to the particular period in Chinese history when, in the mid-18th century, foreign merchants were allowed to trade tea, porcelain, silk, and opium in a district known as the 13 Factories. All this took place in the suburbs of the city known today as Guangzhou. One wonders how such a mind-boggling artistic endeavor could come to fruition without a multi-million dollar budget or support from major institutions. So, my friends, I urge you to experience this unique phantasmagorical project. The 14th Factory will only be there for us until the end of April. It's been Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW.